This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, we're almost done with this week. And I don't know about you, I can't wait to wash it off of me. We are cruising into the weekend and it's going to be magnificent. We have... Well, we're kind of all over the map tonight, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to discuss communism versus revenge, race grievances. What are we dealing with in some of these instances? We're going to open up the show talking about this. How many illegals have self-deported? There's a win there we haven't been celebrating enough. People being paid to protest hormone replacement therapy evils. Bills introduced to attack sanctuary cities. We're going to talk about these little communist fiefdoms in the country. Deep state lies, emails all over the place, all that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. And before I forget, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours belong to you. Email your questions, whatever you want to talk about. Doesn't matter. Doesn't even have to be political. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Get those in now. They're already starting to pile up. Now, I'm going to play something for you. I'm going to play a few different things, so just kind of stay with me here. There's a lot of debate on the right about what exactly we're dealing with. Because you'll see things, you'll hear things that sound like, hey, these guys are just communists. They're motivated by communism. And then you'll hear other things and you say to yourself, well, this sounds more like it. These sound like Islamists. They're motivated by a religion, a religious gripe of some kind. And then you'll hear other things and you'll say, well, they really just hate white people. This seems like a race war, a race grievance war, but... what are we dealing with here? For instance, here's this Mamdani, probably the next mayor of New York City.
The system has hundreds of thousands of people unhoused, right? For what? And if there was any system that could guarantee each person housing, whether you call it the abolition of private property or you call it, you know, just a statewide housing guarantee, it is preferable to what is going on right now.
Okay. Abolition of private property. Okay. Hang on to that. A Representative Luz Rivas was actually asked about all these crazy, kooky things. This is how that went.
He talked about, you know, freezing rent, faster buses in New York City, and universal child care, which seems to be the message that really resonated with New York City voters. He didn't talk about that. It was just more how he was getting that message out.
What do you think of his idea for government-run grocery stores? Do you think that's a good idea?
I'm not sure how that would work. I haven't really looked at how that would work.
How are you going to pay for that? No, I don't know. It's a good idea. Okay. Let's go to Minneapolis. Probably soon to be mayor of Minneapolis, Omar Fateh. What do you have to say?
You want to know who the real threat is, Madam President? I'll give you a hint. They don't look like our chief author. They don't look like the folks up in the gallery. They don't look like the folks on the rotunda. They look like many of the members that sit in the front. And you don't have to take my word for it. According to DHS, Madam President, The greatest domestic threat facing the United States comes from, quote, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race, not our immigrants.
Okay. Let's wrap this up with a final one. Let's go to our side of the aisle here. Representative Maria Salazar from Florida.
You know, freedom is not free.
No, but that's not what she said today. Here's what she said.
Señor presidente, el mismo Dios que se lo salvó a usted de la muerte en Pensilvania hace solamente un año y que le puso de vuelta en la oficina Oval en contra de todo pronóstico, es el mismo Dios todopoderoso al que millones y millones le están rogando hoy por dignidad, no por...
Yeah, we got it. That was her in our Capitol, on our Capitol steps, calling for amnesty in Spanish. What are we dealing with in this country? What is it? Is it religious? Is it racial? Is it just basic communism, economic? Well, the answer is yes to all those things, but understand this. We have to understand this. Communism has always, always, always been about revenge. Always. Now and always. That's not unique to what we're dealing with here. When they were having rallies in Russia, trying to sell communism to the masses, they weren't sitting down having these in-depth discussions about economic theory and the proletariat and things like that. That's not in the way. That's not how they were discussing things. You know how they were discussing things? Look at those guys. Those guys, that group of people. They've been wronging you. And give me power and I will hurt them for you. I'll get them back. And Mao's China. So many different divisions in China. They're not all just Chinese. That's the way we think of it because we're over here. But so much history in this region and that region and this group and that group and that group. But you know who Mao rallied? You know the army Mao raised? You know how he sold it? He wasn't sitting down, well, actually, let's take a look at the economics of it. And if we could shift the ownership of the nope. It was, look at that group. They have wronged you. Just get behind me, and I will hurt them for you. The entire history of communism and communism today, it's just about revenge. Sometimes it's racial. Sometimes it's religious. But that's how you sell it to the masses. You don't get up and sell economic theory, even if you're a nerd about economics, like I tend to be, I fully admit. But even if that's your thing, what works, what doesn't work, free markets, and the tariffs and trade, of it, whatever. Even if that's your thing, people don't show up and cheer and yell talking about economics. That doesn't get the blood moving, if you will. It doesn't get the adrenaline flowing. It doesn't get people motivated to grab a weapon and go hurt somebody. But you know what does? You have been wronged. You have been wronged, and they're the ones who have wronged you, and you get behind me, and we will hurt them. You know what sells? Revenge sells. These people don't run for office on things like this by accident. They run for office because that's what people want to hear.
You
want
to know who the real threat is, Madam President? I'll give you a hint. They don't look like our chief author. They don't look like the folks up in the gallery. They don't.
Listen to this again from Mamdani. Do you think this is about economics? Or do you think this is about revenge?
The system has hundreds of thousands of people unhoused, right? For what? And if there was any system that could guarantee each person housing, whether you call it the abolition of private property or you call it, you know, just a statewide housing guarantee, it is preferable to what is going on right now.
You mad you don't have a house? Can't get in an apartment? Tired of living with roommates? Tired of living on the streets? It's not just, look at that guy's house. Look at that guy's house. Take a look at his house. Get behind me and I'll take it from him. I might even give it to you. You can ask Ma'am Donnie all the questions you would like about you can't pay for it. How are you going to pay for it? Actually, I've sat down and I've crunched the numbers and I just don't see how the budget... It's not about budget. Communism's not about effective either. Well, I've been looking at the government-run grocery stores and I just don't think that will work, apparently. And by the way, you could tell people that. I'm not telling you not to, but that's not what they're selling. They're selling revenge. Maybe it's revenge against white people. Maybe it's revenge against the rich. Revenge against the Jews, revenge against the Christians, revenge against this, revenge against men, revenge against that. It's always just about revenge. Always. You. Aren't you bitter? Haven't you been wronged? Get behind me, and I'll take those people who wronged you, and I'll hurt them. You give me power, I'll take away their house. You give me power, I'll make sure white people are arrested and Somalis are set free. Oh, but that's wrong. That's unjust. They're not selling justice. They're not selling right. They're not selling affordability. How long have I told you the true definition of communism is it's the religion of the malcontent? You find and create bitter people, bitter groups of people, and you promise them revenge, they will pick up a torch and follow you into battle and do detestable things. Just remember that. And by the way, it's not okay when it comes from our side either. Mr. President, we need amnesty. No. Sit down and shut up, woman. Enough of that garbage. Good grief. Let's talk about history some more. By the way, you like history? About Hillsdale College teaching us history for free. I know you like when I do history. We got more coming. A little kamikaze action. No, not today. Don't get your hopes up. You know Hillsdale? Hillsdale will teach you it every day. You know how long it will take you to get through all the online courses they give you for free? There is a gigantic vat of knowledge. It's sitting right in front of you. All you have to do is go pick it up. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. I'm not made of money. You're not made of money. I'm not even smart enough to get into Hillsdale. Maybe you are. I most definitely am not. Chris certainly isn't. But even Chris can get educated at Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. And maybe the best part for Chris, it's free. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, bouncing all over the place today. We are going to be all over the place because there's all kinds of different little things that have me interested, and my mind tends to bounce around a little bit, as you are well aware of. By the way, remember this little thing? I played it again last night, but remember this thing I've told you? This sign, it's always there. So put this in your memory bank. This is the universal sign that you are hurting the communist cause. Listen, when the communists are truly, truly threatened, when they are truly afraid, when something is happening they think is legitimately going to hurt them and their power, they will threaten. They'll threaten the American public. They'll emotionally blackmail the American public that people are going to die. It is a rule every single time. I've noticed it time after time. That's why virtually every major Democrat publication, they're saying things like this.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is hailing the end of USAID, the nation's largest foreign aid agency, even as a new analysis finds that its closure could contribute to some 14 million deaths in the next 5 years.
Coming up, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, officially shuts down just after a new analysis finds its closure could contribute to 14 million deaths in the next 5 years.
Rubio said they are going to be focused now more on trade rather than aid. And of course, this comes as that report from The Lancet is saying there could be an additional 14 million deaths that come as a result of these administration policies.
Don't think Senator, it's just CNN. And, oh, I didn't realize I was still talking. Senator Jeff Merkley, he just came out today and said this.
Senator Jeff Merkley here. The estimated death total from Trump's policies is now estimated to be in the multiple millions.
Why would you make a ridiculous claim? What Trump's policies? Well, let's drift over to a different disgusting Democrat, Representative Pramila Jayapal. Let's listen to what's going on.
Yesterday, I was at a food bank in my district talking about the SNAP cuts, the horrible SNAP cuts and Medicaid cuts. And they told me that people are not even showing up to Head Start, where they get their food. They're not showing up to the food banks because they're afraid. And it's not just...
Why are Democrats constantly saying now that Trump's killing millions of people? Because Donald Trump is, to his credit, attacking something Democrats need. Communists need. Communists need taxpayer money and government power for their revolution. They have to have it. That's why they freak out when you defund NPR and PBS.
No, this is the end of a publicly funded media era. This dates back to the days of black and white television. You know, back in the 60s.
What policies are... It will kill millions! It's not that it will kill millions. It's that it will kill communism. Did you know that Democrats have for years ensured that illegals get your money? Your money has been used for gay frogs overseas, opening up the border, taxpayer money used for medical care, food, housing, your money filtered through the government down to NGOs for legal representation. You name the disgusting communist cause in this country, Democrats have found a way to use your money, the public treasury, America's treasury, to fight it. And if we could ever, and we're a long ways away from this, but if we could ever get to a place where no more taxpayer money was used for American communism, it would be the end of it. It would destroy it. They have to have access to your money to fund their revolution. Now, how do we get to this place? Well, because Democrats are evil and Republicans are stupid and weak. That's why. Republicans can't ever bring themselves to make significant cuts on things. But, well, I don't want to be mean. I have to run for re-election. But, of course, I mean, there's only one reason Jayapal would find that the... Hold on. People aren't showing up for this food because they're afraid? Why would they be afraid? Because they're illegal. Because Democrats have been taking your money and paying illegals with it. They've been paying them in food. They've been paying them in health care. And that, of course, buys the loyalty of the disloyal foreigner, replacing the pesky, patriotic American. That's why they also took your money and opened up the border. Did you know that Donald Trump had a secure border when Joe Biden took over? Did you know the Biden administration actually had to sue to destroy that open or to destroy that secure border? You paid money every single day to open up the border of your country and flood it with illegals. And you did that because Democrats have spent years ensuring that the taxpayer, whether he wants to or not, funds the communist revolution in this country. Why are they saying things like this?
Senator Jeff Merkley here. The estimated death total from Trump's policies is now estimated to be in the multiple millions. A new study published in The Lancet, a highly respected medical journal, estimates that over the next 5 years, as many as an additional 14 million individuals might die because of the sudden cutoff of programs around the world, American programs in nutrition, tuberculosis.
Millions will die! What about tuberculosis? I promise you he's not worried about tuberculosis. He's worried about your money being taken away from his revolution. Let's do some emails. Next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Give them to me. We will be here having a grand old time. Chris, what was that music? What was that? It was not on my... Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me. What was it? Who was it? Believe? I believe we should delete that song. Let's do some emails. Hey, Jesse, I know this coming Sunday is your birthday, which should be a national holiday. Oh, here we go. Listen. My birthday is this Sunday, July 20th. I will be 44 years old. This is not something I'm going to discuss on the air as some kind of plea for attention, because if I were to take any time at all, if I were to even let it out that Sunday was my birthday, then what would happen is people would pour all this love and adoration on me. And the last thing in the world I would ever want is to make Sunday, July 20th, my 44th birthday about me. So please, no more, okay? Anyway, the guy says, but it's also the 25th anniversary of my cancer surgery. On a recent visit to my doctor, he looked at my chart and looked at me and said, I don't know what to think about you. Kind of taken aback, I asked, what? He said that my original diagnosis in 2000, I should have been dead in 8 to 10 years. I replied, it never occurred to me that I was going to die. There are too many Jesse Kelly broadcasts I still have to hear. How about this? So happy birthday. I'll celebrate with you from afar and also celebrate being a 25-year cancer survivor. His name is Brian. And honestly, I want you to reach out and wish me the best for my birthday. No, I'm kidding. Chris, I was joking. It's more about Brian and his cancer surgery, but also about my birthday. Jesse, recently my fiance expressed to me his desire to join the Army and hopefully work his way up to becoming a Green Beret. And I guess Dr. Jesse started early. Initially, I was excited for him and for us. He's been feeling purposeless at work and has been looking for a higher calling. Said he feels a strong drive to do this, not only for the challenge, but for the purpose of serving his country as well. As we learn more about it in the lifestyle, I've become more hesitant to jump in. He's thinking we will still have the opportunity to start a big family, but I'm afraid of the unpredictability, the deployments, the lifestyle. I know you served. Thank you for your service. How do military families make it work? Would you have served when you had boys if the opportunity had presented itself? P.S. I'm so happy I discovered your show. Brings me back to when my dad and I used to listen to Rush. So first of all, military families, they make it work. No, let's pause for a second. The ones that make it work are some of the closest families I've ever known. And they go into it with the full understanding that it is going to be a different lifestyle. Mom, you know, men have a role and women have a role. I know this may be breaking news and shocking to every one of the weirdo freaks who are raised in this day and age, but men actually have a different role than women do in a home, and women have a different role than men. But in military families, mom has to fulfill both roles for long periods of time while dad is gone. There's no question about that. I'm not going to sugarcoat that for you. I'm not going to sugarcoat that it is stressful, that there's obviously, especially when it comes to something like Green Beret, any kind of infantry combat troop, but there's always a risk that dad doesn't come back. I'm not going to sugarcoat any of that for you, and that's a decision you and your family need to pray about. But I will also say this. Let me put it this way. You know that I hate lions at the zoo, tigers at the zoo. They always look miserable, don't they? You know why? Because you can put them in a nice, in the most beautiful zoo enclosure in the world, and you can feed them. I mean, they don't even have to hunt. You can feed them. You've even given, especially the male lions, you gave them a bunch of women. They don't even have to chase them around. They're right there. Mating season, baby. Woo! She can't escape. But they don't get to really be lions. That's not what a lion does. It doesn't sit in a cage. A man I would assume this is the same for women, but I'm not going to speak on that. A man has to feel like he has a purpose in life, or he won't be at all. He has no chance at being the man he can be and the man you want him to be. That doesn't mean you have to quit your job and go be a Green Beret. I'm not saying that. But if you haven't found a purpose, if you don't think you've found your mission in life as a man, it will kill you. And I'm telling you right now, I've gone through this. I've gone through this exact same thing multiple times in my life where, I mean, even places where I had a solid job, making okay money. I mean, I never made great money, but making okay money. The bills are paid. Selling RVs was this. And I had a lot of fun doing that. And I encourage you to go into it if you're interested at all in sales. Made a great living. We had a mortgage and two cars. Not fancy cars, but two cars. Mortgage was paid. Making the bills. Power bill. Even had enough, not often, but once a week, once every couple weeks, take the old lady out to Red Lobster. By any measure, wow, that looked like a decent, comfortable life. I felt like it was no purpose, and it almost killed me. I started drinking too much. Not that that's an excuse, but it just killed me. Not having a purpose for a man is deadlier than not having money. Not having anything, it'll kill you. A man has to have it. So I'm not saying his purpose has to be Green Beret or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm not in your marriage. I don't know. It's something you got to pray about and think about. But the feeling of not having a mission or not having a purpose, it is palpable for a man, and it sucks your life away. And I had a hard time explaining that to some people in my life, mostly women in my life. You know, how do you explain that to your mom, your wife? You've got a good job. I don't understand. You're making good money. I don't care. I need more. I need more, not more money. I need something more. It's honestly probably the most satisfying thing about this job. As much fun as this is, screwing off with you and playing fart sounds every day, and of course, trashing Jewish producer Chris, all things I'm extremely passionate about, it does feel like you can at least do some kind of a good. I don't care if it's just making your day better. Some sort of a mission, some sort of a reason to sit down. It's part of the reason I enjoy it. Jesse, about 6 months ago, my cat, Priscilla, had a severe reaction to tropical flea medication to the point where I thought she was not long for this world. She stayed in one place and didn't move, had bathroom problems, didn't seem to know where she was. We had to bring food and water to her because she would not eat by herself. Ugh. For much of that time, we were sprinkling cat vitamins on her food, which she enjoyed, but nothing changed in her behavior. We started giving her meow greens 3 weeks ago. Priscilla is now moving around, interacting more, and once again, she is cleaning herself. She hasn't returned to normal, but the change is encouraging. I'm totally convinced that meow greens is everything you say it is. Thank you. Listen, Ruff Greens is the number one dog supplement, and meow greens, number one dog supplement, cat supplement, for a reason. Dr. Dennis Black is passionate about animals in ways that are extreme. I have gotten to break bread with this man many times. He cares deeply about his dogs, deeply about them. And so, because he's a Green Beret, helicopter pilot, he's one of these guys who's always going to conquer everything. Don't you hate people like that? He decided he was going to figure out how to give dogs real nutrition. And then that turned into giving cats real nutrition. You're not alone. I have veterinarians who email into the show and say, oh gosh, I've recommended it to everybody. Your dog, cat. You want a better pet that's at the vet less and lives longer? Wait, your dog, your cat needs nutrition the same way you need nutrition. It's no two ways about it. They need nutrition. Here's what you do. Give them a call. Get a free Jumpstart trial bag. Again, it's free. All you have to pay for is the shipping. 214-ROUGH-DOG. Just use the promo code Jesse. Or go to roughgreens.com. 214-ROUGH-DOG. Or roughgreens.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Thursday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. White House has revealed we're looking at a million self-deportations. A million self-deportations so far. I know it's not enough. It's not close to enough. But it's a great start. And you know what's been encouraging is the Democrat messaging on this. Believe it or not, I'm encouraged every time a Democrat goes on the television and they say, this is horrible. We're abusing these people. They're being kidnapped. They're being this. I love that messaging, even though most of it's lies. You know who watches TV? People in other countries, too. America, instead of being the world's open sewer, which is what we've been courtesy of Democrats and James Lankford for a long time, instead of being the world's open sewer, the word is finally getting out that America is freaking closed and our sovereignty will be respected and you should feel good about that. That is something that should lift your spirits. I know it's a process. I know it's not fast enough. But as we've talked about before, you, me, we're going to start seeing differences we didn't even anticipate. Some things we can anticipate because they're obvious. Healthcare costs are going to go down. They will. Housing costs are going to go down in this country. They will. Classroom sizes will go down. Therefore, the quality of your child's education will go up. We've heard, obviously, rumors. I've heard conflicting reports on this about the lightening up of traffic in places like Los Angeles. We'll have less traffic. Look, inevitably, we're going to have less traffic. You start getting rid of 5, 10, 15 million people, that's fewer people on the road. And you know, none of those freaking people are insured. Every time one of them rear-ends you, and everybody in one of these areas knows exactly what I'm talking about, every time you get rear-ended or T-boned, you just have to sit there and pray that you don't get out of the car and hear...
Buenas tardes.
Because then you know what you're going to have. Oh, no habla insurance, por favor. It's going to be freaking horrible. Let's do some emails. Jesse, if there are... this is Epstein. If there are all these underage victims being trafficked by Epstein and his cohorts going back years, why aren't they coming forward? Some at least must be in their 20s. It's hard to believe all of them would be so scared to keep their identity secret. Okay, so let me give you something right between the eyes, okay? First, many of these brave women have come forward. Some are no longer with us. I believe one got hit by a bus. You know how that kind of a thing goes. That's not arguable. However, remember this. People love to lie. Do you remember the Me Too movement? It was brief, by the grace of God. I don't remember how brief. I would say 6 months, but... The Me Too movement. I forget the name of the woman who started it. Chris looked that up, but she might be the ugliest human being to ever walk the face of the planet. I'm not even being mean. If you looked at her, you would think, geez, I can feel myself turning into stone. And yet that's the woman who started this movement that women had been assaulted and abused by men. And if you were a victim of that movement, Tatana Burke, that's right. I mean, look it up. You can look her up if you'd like to dispute what I just said. Tatana Burke, be careful, your computer screen might break. Go ahead and look her up. Tatana Burke, the ugliest woman in the history of mankind, this horrible communist activist, she started this Me Too movement thing. Hey, if you're a woman, if you've been a victim, if you've been this or that, you can come forward. And of course, women, many women have been victims. And I know women like this. They don't want to talk about it publicly oftentimes. They're ashamed. They want to move on. They want to forget. They want to do this. Or they're afraid. There were plenty of women who came forward with honest, true tales of, hey, this guy abused me. This movie director. Remember, that's part of the thing that brought down Harvey Weinstein and things like that. This guy abused me. This guy did that. So there were good things that happened where women who had been victimized could come forward and felt comfortable telling their story. But do you remember how quickly it turned into, I went out with this famous guy and he tried to kiss me at the end of the date? I went out with this famous guy, and all he could talk about was how pretty I was. I feel so victimized. Remember how quickly it turned into this kind of bizarre vengeance scheme where every woman who had a bad date decided she was going to get her pound of flesh? Remember that? I knew you remember it. Do you think there's none of that with Jeffrey Epstein? Remember when this story's been hot for a long, long time. Remember, there are obviously a lot of victims, real honest victims. But you say, why aren't more coming forward? Maybe most of them have already come forward. Maybe there are a bunch of names in those files. Remember, there's no list. That's an internet term. There's no list. There are files, piles and piles and piles of them, especially because of all the trials around Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, that there's just piles of files. Hey, Chris, do you hear that? That rhymed. Piles of files. Why does nothing impress you anymore? I don't know what's wrong. Anyway, there are piles and piles of files. And do you think every woman in that file who brought forward a complaint, you think all those are legit? Of course not. That's ridiculous. It's not true. But this whole thing's been a mess. And the messaging on it from the Trump administration, from the White House, including Donald Trump himself, has been beyond awful. The messaging has been awful. They promised people goods. Pam Bondi, the files are on my desk. Here's a binder with all the names. There's been a lot of overpromising. People want deliverance. And they don't want to now all of a sudden hear, this is a waste of time, let's move on. But if you want to know my entire thoughts on it, I laid them all out for yesterday for the first hour. I have a theory. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, the podcast of the show is free. If you want to hear my extended theory on it and missed it yesterday, I laid it all out for you. I think the whole thing's ugly. And I just want to back up the point that I made. I believe Donald Trump, with his public statements, I believe he's prepping the ground for a leak, a media leak that'll show his name in the files. I think that's what he's been doing. Anyway, if you've been taking your chalk, that's important too. Male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks and feeling good. No, we were just talking about rough greens earlier. We got to give your dog nutrition, yet you got to give yourself nutrition. You need that too. Vitamins and minerals. What about just some chocolate powder? Why don't you try 60, 90 days of chocolate powder every morning? Believe me, it's not heavy lifting. It tastes good. Get some chocolate powder in a superfood smoothie. That's what Ob does for me. A glass of milk, whatever. Water, I don't care. It sounds awfully simple, doesn't it? It'll change your life. If you have questions about what these natural herbal supplements are, Chalk is there to answer these questions. They're wonderful. I love my emails I get from you talking about how wonderful it is. They're not just order takers. They're question answerers. How about that, Chris? 50CHOQ3000. 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.